With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Homeland.
We're never going to find Bashira wandering around the countryside. We need news of the war.
If we followed the river, there might be some sort of town.
But the Fire Nation's there, all the better. Then we can find out exactly what they're up to.
Senlin Forest has Senlin Village in it. It's a small village, and on most maps, you wouldn't see it.
Oh, there seems to be some sort of hubbub going on down there. I'm thinking we're really not going to be the center of it.
This is a town that is leaving.
I don't know if we should go in now.
They've got to be running from something, right? Maybe the Fire Nation.
Why is everyone running?
They're starting a forest fire.
Who?
The Fire Nation. They sent soldiers here.
Stop right there.
He's just a kid.
We'll see how you and I... Oh.
As Tariq...
And now...
Tariq is lying on the ground. He looks, the man you've just insulted and challenged looks down.
Why don't I fight him? Why don't I fight the guy on the ground? He's not worth your time. Fight me!
I mean, I'm worth someone's time. Hi, I'm Tariq. How are you?
Fine, I'll challenge you.
Does Tariq say that still from the ground?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't gone up yet.
Just, like, still into the dirt.
He, like, almost breathes a sigh of relief. He's like, oh, phew.
I'm gonna step over to Tariq.
Yep, sure.
To meet this challenge. No, okay, I hope he's not a firebender.
Don't mind me. I'm fine. Just fell 20 feet.
Great.
Well, Clove might step out into the clearing now, and she goes up to Tariq to kind of see if he is okay, because that was a big fall.
If Karna's kind of inched around. I think she's going to try heading towards the big pile of wood.
Okay, cool.
While people are distracted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Clove kind of like instinctively like runs out into the clearing to make sure Tariq is okay.
In that case, as a reaction to them, Zola, I'm going to say you can help Tariq.
Great. So mark one fatigue and give you a +1 to your roll.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, if you want, you don't have to take that fatigue. If you don't want to, up to you.
No, I think that sounds about right.
Okay. And as they do, as Clove, you run out, the fire leader says, "It's an ambush! Start the fire!" The other three benders begin burning the wood at the shrine, and the guy begins attacking you. Now...
Feels ready.
I'm going to ask, would you like to try and use your skills and training or would you like to go into a combat exchange?
I think it's a combat exchange.
I think so too.
One-on-one showdown with their leader. If I can defeat him, maybe the others will...
Will rout?
Will rout, yes. Yeah.
Great. Okay, I'm going to select my action in secret.
Yes. I see.
Is it? Am I the only one in
you
the
are the
exchange?
Only one in the exchange.
Great. Well, you've challenged him one-on-one, right?
Well, I choose my stance, advance and attack.
Great. Would you believe it? He picked advance and attack.
Great.
Oh. So that means you go first.
Players always go first.
That's correct.
Great.
Nice.
I'm going to start with an overwhelm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I am in full direct mode at the moment.
I'm such a dork. I thought you were going to say, I'm going to start by kicking my legs like this. And if he gets hurt,
it's his ankle.
So this is... Oh, wait, no. I have to roll my stance first.
Yes, you do.
Yes, sorry. My apologies.
No, you're right.
And that will tell me whether I can use this or not.
That's right. Mm.
Okay, so I've chosen a stance, which is advance and attack, which means I roll with my passion.
Yes.
Which is plus two.
Roll with passion.
That looks pretty good to me.
So I got 7, 8, 9, a hit.
Nice.
On a 7 to 9, use one basic or master technique. Well, overwhelm is a master technique from the Hammer playbook. Throw a punch with all your weight behind it. Mark 3 fatigue.
Crikey.
To inflict stunned on an engaged foe.
Whoa.
No, so roll, it's just...
Yep, that's
mark
right.
3 fatigue.
Amazing.
So whatever fancy stuff he does to engage in battle,
yeah,
I meet him with a straight... punch to the schnoz.
Yeah, he's a trained fighter. He's a Fire Nation warrior. He's used to kind of ceremonial Agni Kais and traditional fighting. You're a bit of a dirty fighter, and also you're a very passionate fighter. So he readies a stance, and by the second, you're already punching him in the face.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
So he readies. He, you know, takes a kung fu stance.
He does. He's ready to bend some fire by the look of things.
And as he's, you know, forming shapes with his arms, you'd almost, what you would see is from off screen, a fist just boom, straight through that fanciness and just takes him utterly by surprise. Maybe he goes a little cross-eyed.
There's a punch mark on his face.
Yeah.
Where it's the decoloration of it's like concave a bit.
Yeah. Maybe his nose bleeds a little bit. Not yet.
You get the
this is PG, remember?
It's PG, so no
yeah.
blood.
Oh, no blood, yeah.
We get the you get the lines of like
the bump.
The bump line.
Oh yeah.
I like that thing of, you know, if there's a character that has a ring on their finger, you get the imprint.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
The punch has left an imprint on his face, for sure.
The status stunned is you're caught off guard. You can't act or respond for a few seconds until you steady yourself.
That's right. He, in fact, just is stunned for a second and then falls backwards in the dirt. The other three look to each other and start burning fire more. They start bending fire and trying to start this fire. By this point, the kindling has started to go, and the shrine that they are burning is... flames are starting to lick by the side of it.
Tariq, you need a water bend.
I was going to say, I mean, you got to me before I could say. I was going to ask if Tariq could try and distract them before they set things on fire.
Sure. I'm happy for you to act now in this moment. Yeah,
great, for sure. So Tariq kind of like, but before that, he goes...
Oh, no, not before they start bending fire.
No, as in before doing any water bending stuff.
Oh, sure, yeah,
To stop them from doing anything else, kind of get their attention. He goes to get their attention. Hey! You, the big one, the ugly one. No, the other ugly one. Yeah, you. You know, your teeth aren't as white as they could be.
I love
Are
it.
Are you trying to do a...
Roll trick for me.
I'm also trying to indulge in one of my other bad habits.
I was going
to
say, is this a habit?
Which is a charming, what is it? A charming insults of dangerous people.
Yeah, great.
Insults of dangerous people.
The firebend is like, oh, I'm so charmed. He's got moxie, that kid.
He knows my smile.
Can we say that's a bad habit that I'm trying to indulge in?
Not quite. These aren't significant dangerous enough.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So what am I doing?
You're tricking. You're trying to trick them. Rolling with creativity to try and to get them to stumble or to act foolishly or to maybe do something else.
I wonder if I can use... Sorry, I'm just looking at my stuff here. Mm-hmm. There's also the... You know what actually I'm trying to do, Chris?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to provoke them.
Okay, great.
I'm trying to provoke them by insulting them.
Okay.
So basically I'm trying to... when you go to provoke an NPC into foolhardy action...
Yeah.
Say what you want them to do and roll with passion. So...
Okay, say... So tell you what them...
So I've got their attention. Tariq has got your attention with the insult.
Yeah, they're listening.
Hey, you know, why don't you do something... Why don't you do something that real men would do? Why don't you face someone? Come on, go away from those trees. Fight someone and get your butt kicked.
Great. That's a great provocation.
What are you? Scared.
Does he do a little dance?
No, he's still on the ground.
All right.
I love it.
Even better.
And you get plus one from Zola's help.
Yes, so that is an 8.
Oh, ah,
very good. So on a 7 to 9, so on a 10 plus, they do it. On a 7 to 9, so Chris, you can choose one of the following options.
Great.
A, they do it, but more intensely than expected. So I'm taken off guard.
Yep.
B, they do it, but more carefully than expected. They gain an advantage against Tariq.
Mm-hmm.
C, they don't do it, but they embarrass themselves. They mark a condition. Or D, they don't do it, but only catch themselves at the last minute. They stumble and give Tariq an opportunity.
Hmm. I am going to say that they take that first option. They are provoked by you and go at you full steam. You're lying on the ground and they're like, the three fire warriors look to each other.
We aren't going to let a kid on the ground tell us that we're bad. Get him!
Oh, I didn't think this through. Here we go!
And they run at you. They run at Tariq, all three of them, all boots ready to just start kicking you and stomping you.
Great,
and,
so
and that's pretty bad.
Tariq gets to his feet. Do I roll for stance if this is a combat encounter?
It is going to shift into a combat encounter. I'm going to jump
this,
to...
Yeah, I was going to say, is this just Tariq's turn? Because I feel like as soon as she sees three firebenders about to put their boots on Tariq, Kana's going to attempt something.
Are you going to get involved in the combat?
I think so, yes.
And Zola?
I think Clove trusts that they are able to take care of themselves. She's going to start, like, earthbending dirt at the fire to try, like a fire blanket kind of is what she's trying to do. So, like, very, like spray dirt.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to have three people in a combat exchange. And Zola, I'm going to have you earthbending. So I'm going to do your earthbending first.
Great.
Which is a skills and training.
Yes.
Focus.
Amazing. Love
You're
it.
You're great.
I love
focus.
Rolling with my focus. Ooh, that is 10.
No. 10. Nice. Fantastic. Very good.
Success, that
my
is.
My God, you've got a lot of focus.
Oh, she's good.
Right. God, you're focusy.
Yeah, so she's like, so like, she when she's focused, she's so hyper aware of what she's doing. So she's kind of, big sprays of dirt that kind of curve around, like, flanking each side of the flames and, like, slowly putting them out. And she's just very, very steady, very methodically pushing dirt at this fire to try and smother it.
Great. Fantastic. That's exactly what happens. We're going to jump into a second combat exchange. So everyone will have the ability to act. I'm going to make them three unique ones. I thought about grouping them, but I'm not. I'm going to make them three unique minor NPCs.
Great. I guess, so in my combat exchange, because I stunned him, he didn't get his... turn,
he didn't get his turn, and so and he's not going to get his next turn either. So we're going to have
everything's coming up, Shang.
Three PCs, three player characters, versus three NPCs, all three of which are directing their ire at Tariq.
Yeah,
and they have advantage over him. Is that right? What do they have?
So the exact wording is: they do it, but more intensely and expected. I'm taken off guard.
Okay.
So it doesn't say a specific, condition or such, but I don't expect it.
I'm going to say that, I'm going to say that you are impaired and that you haven't readied yourself. You're still on the ground.
Yes. That sounds accurate.
You're like...
Tariq just does things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm going to select my actions and you can all discuss yours.
Yeah, we're allowed to confer
the three
now.
Of you. Zola, you've, as Clove, you've started doing the earthbending and doing something outside of this combat exchange.
Yeah, and she's like not even really paying attention
Absolutely.
To them. Like,
because I've burned three fatigue, I'm likely to evade and observe with my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to allow me to clear one fatigue for myself and kind of keep me in the fight while still giving me some options.
Great.
Now, a very quick question, Chris. Do I apply all the things with impaired now or at the end of the first exchange?
Now. You begin the combat exchange impaired.
So that is I'm slowed or off balance, mark one fatigue or take -2 to all... I'm just going to take the fatigue. I'm just going to take the one fatigue.
Cool.
I'm going to be looking to defend and maneuver. As they come close to me, he's going to use one of his lovely techniques to inflict a condition on them.
Great. Fantastic.
I think with Kana abandoning her plan of trying to dismantle any equipment or, the big fire pile and immediately rushing in for Tariq. I was going to say that she would be defending and maneuvering him, but it sounds like it's a passion. So I think she's advanced and attacking.
Okay, great. Yeah. Right. So, Sean, your character, Tariq, is defending and...
defending and maneuvering.
Maneuvering. Ellen, your character, Kana, is attacking and advancing.
Yes.
And Phil, your character, Zhang, is evading and observing.
Yeah, one of each.
Very good. That's excellent. Well, all three
we're
of
a Neapolitan.
All three of the Fire Nation soldiers are attacking and advancing.
Oh, yep. You don't say.
Yeah. So they do things. They do things with passion.
Do we roll our stance?
You do roll your stance. Will you go first? Because defenders go first.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that is an 11.
Yeah.
So what defends stance? So, what would you like to do?
On a 10 plus, I can choose one from this list. I can mark one fatigue to use a learned technique. I can use one practice technique, or I can use two basic or master techniques. Now, the ones that we chose, they were learned techniques, weren't they?
The ones that you chose are learned. That's correct.
Yep. Yes. So I think I'm going to mark a fatigue so I could use that learned technique.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. How many fatigue are you on, by the way?
Oh, I'm on 3.
Great.
Well,
I've been swinging through the trees for 20 minutes.
No. He's very tired. He also could hit his face on the ground.
And he was sleepy in the morning.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I got my 8 hours. I'm fresh.
Well. Yeah, you are. Well, relatively.
He needs a lot, yeah. Apparently.
Not anymore.
Yep. So, as Tariq kind of goads them, they've got a bit of a pep in their step, and he doesn't expect them to come all rushing. He goes, Oh, that wasn't the plan. Well, I didn't have a plan. Anyway, And then he immediately, from the ground, unclips the two cylinders that are across his chest, and the water flows out. And he's going to... The water shifts through his hands, comes underneath his body, and in a jet, it's going to stream him straight up into the air, and it's going to splash into their eyes and around them with a force that meets them as they rush towards him. And he's going to... head straight over to a prime position to help douse out the fire.
Right.
Next to Clove, near where the shrine is.
Great.
So, basically what that does, because I'm using my technique called Flow as Water. So you use a jet of water to propel you smoothly around an obstacle. Obstacle, in this case, being the three people. I mark a fatigue, so I'm going to be on fatigue 4. And move to a new location. If I engage with or disengage from a foe, they are impaired. So
okay.
I'm arguing that I impair them through the water that spurts out from them.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm going to allow you to disengage with one.
Yep.
One is caught off guard, the one who was closest to you.
Great.
The other two just turn heel and look to not just you, but... Clove, who is putting out their hard work.
Yep, great.
And they seem pretty perturbed by that. But the one that
the one who I called the really ugly one.
Yeah,
he got a slight head start.
And what condition did you inflict on him? Impaired?
He is, impaired.
For NPCs, that works slightly differently.
Great.
So for a PC, it's mark one fatigue or take -2 to all physical actions. I guess you marked a fatigue.
I did.
Yes, hence why you're up to 4. And then for NPCs, choose one fewer technique.
Yeah, that's right.
So one of the soldiers might not be fighting fit.
Mm.
Yep.
Very handy for us.
Yeah, so Tariq, from the ground, you see Kana. Tariq just in a burst of water just flies up into the air. This rush of water completely engulfs one of the members. Ugly, ugly, ugly man. Water gets in his eyes. The other two happen to turn away at the last moment, and he spirals towards where the flaming symbol is, and he plops himself down and goes, thought you could use a hand, maybe?
Fantastic. The soldier falls onto the ground, clutching at his eyes, being like, there's water! There's water in my eyes! Clean! Hate it! Gross! Yuck! And is lying next to his stunned captain. Ellen.
Yes.
You get to advance and attack. There are two left that are kind of standing.
Wonderful. So I roll first.
You do, yeah.
Get into my stance.
Yes. And you're rolling a passionate stance?
Nope, that's a 5.
Whoa,
ooh,
okay.
No, low rolls.
Uh-oh.
On a miss, you stumble, but you can shift your balance away from center to use one basic technique.
That is correct.
I think I would like to do that.
Great.
Do I choose where my center moves?
If you're on center, you can go either way. If you're already leaning one way, then you keep going that way.
I shift my balance, right?
You shift...
Yeah.
Sorry, your balance.
Yeah, sorry, I used the wrong word.
Pardon.
I shift my... I choose which way my balance shifts.
Must be away from
must
center.
Must be away from the center.
Yeah.
So if you're already leaning one way, you just keep going that way.
Whoop. It's progress town, baby.
Okay.
But she's fighting her own kingdom.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Her own nation, rather.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then I still get to choose. I want to strike a foe in reach, forcing them to mark two fatigue, mark a condition, or shift their balance away from center. However, I think I will mark one fatigue to instead choose to hammer them with your blows, forcing them to mark two fatigue or strike where they are weak, inflicting a condition. I think because she abandoned all plan, saw them ganging up on Tariq, and just launched herself into the attack, she's just going to start flinging fire at one of them, just getting him to back down, like...
Yeah,
as
great.
The fire just comes from her hands as she is running full tilt.
Yeah, fantastic. He is scared and begins trying to bend fire away from himself, but can't manage to keep up as you're just too fast and you're doing things that firebenders don't do. You're not using traditional firebending. You're using a new strange firebending that is one that you've come across or invented or
it's
created.
It's just come from the heart,
I guess. It's coming from the heart. It's not the traditional... it's not aligned with your... it's a progressive type of firebending,
yeah.
Right? And he yells at, "Oh, oh, they've got firebenders?" The third one, both of them are going to turn themselves on Tariq.
Yes.
And they're going to attack you. They're going to advance and attack.
What did I do?
Called them ugly.
Fell
just
right down on your face in the middle of combat.
Yeah, that hurt me more than it hurt them.
And then told them their teeth could be whiter.
Which is true.
Water bended into their face.
Yeah, it went for their eyes.
So far said nothing that wasn't factual.
And both of them are going to smash.
Smash.
Ooh.
They are going to, instead like attacking you, they're here to finish the job.
Yeah.
And they're going to smash the shrine that you've put the fire out, and they just light it back up.
Is this the same exchange?
It is the same exchange. So they mark fatigue on their own sheets.
Yes.
And the shrine bursts into flame again. They are here to do a job, and these two especially are doing it. Phil, it's your time to evade and observe.
Okay, I'm evading and observing, which means I clear one fatigue before rolling.
It does.
So I'm two. And then I roll with harmony or creativity.
Or creativity.
But I am going to roll with creativity because that's at least a plus one.
Does anyone have... Is anyone particularly harmonic?
No. We established. We're all going to ask this
plus zero.
Yeah.
Eight.
Oh, great.
Hey, nice.
Nice.
So, use one basic or mastered technique. Well, I don't have a mastered evade and observe technique, so I'll have to use one of these. The choices are test balance, bolster or hinder, or commit. Recenter yourself amid the stray, shift your balance towards one of your principles. Next time you look up to that principle, do not mark fatigue. I'm going to bolster or hinder.
Great.
I'm going to hinder one of the ones who is still trying to ignite the precious shrine to the spirits of this forest.
Great.
Inflicting appropriate status.
Cool.
Impaired, I think, is appropriate. Or
stunned. Can you stun them through some sort of attack?
I'm very happy for you to stun them.
Sure.
You just... do you want to barrel into them?
Yes. I take a moment to see what happens. Zhang takes a moment to see what happens in the exchange. He sees two turn and chase after Tariq and gush fire back onto the shrine despite Clove's efforts. And I come barreling up behind them, lower my shoulder, and just take one off his feet. Slamming into him, the wind goes out of his lungs, and he skids to a halt on the ground.
Nice. It's hammer time. Sorry.
Fantastic. There's only one person standing at the moment. It's one of the two who was lighting the fire of the shrine.
Not the ugly one.
Not the ugly,
ugly
one.
One's
the,
down.
The ugly one is down.
An ugly one. Just not the ugly one.
There's quite a few ugly, yeah, apparently.
Maybe he'd be prettier if he smiled more.
No, that's how I found out about the yellow teeth.
I was going to say ugly on the inside, but, you know, they're setting fire to a temple.
Smile more. Whoa, smile less.
Okay, the others stand up. the two that were lying on the ground, the leader and the guy that you impeded?
Yes.
Impaired, rather. They stand up, look around, and they start fleeing away from the battlefield, dragging the guy that you've just knocked onto the ground. They're trying to flee. They're trying to escape, but they are leaving jets of fire behind them. It's not concentrated, but you suspect that if without dealing with it, it could get into a proper forest fire. The shrine seems to be, it's on fire, but you think you could probably handle that with the earthbending that you've just done again. But the rest of this could break out into a fire. They're fleeing. What do you do?
Are we near a river or are we well away from the
river?
You're
well away from a river.
Treek kind of calls upon the various water skins and like that we all have brought along and wants to simultaneously, just without asking anyone, just like bring out the water and kind of use it as almost like a tidal wave to wash over the licks of fire that are carving a path away from them.
Great.
Is that including the firebenders as well?
Yeah, everyone's water. Yeah, just everyone's like you feel like the water, the
pool, right, yeah.
The pool of all your water from your various compartments, they're just like going to come out, coalesce together, and almost like push forward in almost a tidal wave against the path of trees that are slowly being engulfed in flame.
Yeah, for sure. Fantastic. I'm going to ask you to roll a
skill.
Thank you. Zola, I'm assuming that a Clove is looking to do the same as before and just keep this thing doused.
Yeah,
keep this shrine safe.
For sure. Although this time she's kind of got half an eye on Zhang because she's very much like, he might just bolt after them.
Great. Before you jump to that, Ellen, what is Kana doing?
She can't really help in this situation because fire, you know.
Control fire, can't you?
She might try and extinguish the fire as best she can.
Try and make it small?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely you can. Yeah, with a skill and training.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or you can try and roll to help with Tariq, as in he's putting out the fire. And
but
you're,
she's maybe you're, concentrating
and you're
it.
Helping by putting it out.
Okay, I think...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because usually we helping can happen after you know the role. I believe that's correct, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
So there would be no point in helping Ellen using a turn to help me. It won't change the role.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
She might try help Clove.
Okay, well, before that, let's do a quick bit with Phil. As the NPCs flee, the leader shouts out, "Come on, you coward! Follow us!" And they're calling you out.
Nice.
They're calling out your force.
I'm going to try and deny it.
Great.
I'm going to try and deny it. I think I sense Clove's judgment. There's a tiny voice in the back of my head that's like, don't do it. It's what they want.
We'll all have to chase after you.
Yeah. Or maybe some of us won't.
So I have to roll with that principle. On a hit, you act as they say, or mark one fatigue.
That's right.
So I woke up at plus one force. That's a hit.
Great. So are you going to follow them into the forest, chasing after them, or are you going to mark one fatigue?
Hang on. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, it wasn't a 10, because that's worse.
Yes.
I am going to take the fatigue instead.
Okay.
Zhang hears them call him a coward. He takes a couple of steps, but he sees the flames on the shrine. He thinks of the village, and he hears the words of Clove's caution.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next time, we'll take a fatigue and let them flee.
Great.
Well done.
Clove is rolling to put out the shrine.
10.
Great.
Oh.
Do I even bother?
I think because she remembers, even though she's like not as focused because her mind is like kind of split between Zhang and the fire, because she's done it before, she just does that again and she knows it's going to work.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, muscle memory, and this fire is not as big.
Great.
It's quite easy, actually.
Yeah.
Kana was like going to try and condense the fire in some way and then just sees Clove just absolutely smothering it, and she just kind of stops in awe just watching.
Well, I guess fire doesn't solve everything. Tariq rolled an 8, so it's a success, but because it's not a 10 and above, basically it goes off with some sort of unintended consequence that you determine, and I can either accept those unintended consequences or I mark a fatigue.
Okay.
So to be clear, he has pulled all the water from all the various water sources on the persons of all four heroes to coalesce in one force into a bubble to then disperse out forward in almost a tidal wave that will engulf the flames forward.
Fantastic. Yeah, you do. And all the flames are eliminated from the forest fire, and the negative condition that I'm going to inflict, or the negative quality that I'm going to inflict, is that you're out of water.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole party, the whole group, the whole squad is out of water. Mm. There is no drinking water for
great.
You.
We'll accept that.
Great. Very good.
That is what happens. Yeah, here.
You will accept that. Yeah. No, we all.
You all will too. Yeah, because I cannot afford another fatigue. That would put me on fatigue 5.
Oh, wow, there we go.
Yeah, yep. So he pulls just without asking all the water sources he can, and just engulfs the flames that are being left behind by the ugly ones, and renders the forest wet.
Is that a condition?
Yeah. You are damned.
The forest is impaired.
The forest is doomed. No. The battle subsides. The Fire Nation soldiers flee into the forest. Their attempts to start more forest fires are quickly and damply put out by Tariq. The battle cry, the call to drag you into another conflict for Zhang, is with a sense of internal purpose and responsibility to your friend, is pushed down, and the shrine is covered in dirt, and the fire is stopped. You stand in the clearing, wetter, with
muddier
smoke filling, you know, the air, but okay.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.